It was an overcast afternoon at Allianz Stadium in Twickenham for the big summer kickoff. The host Harlequins were looking to challenge for the final Champions Cup place, Exeter Chiefs wanting to secure their playoff place. Within 10 minutes, Exeter Chiefs were 12-0 up. Biddle and Varley, the try scorers, Slade converting. From a set piece, Kenningham attacked from short range and opened the scoring for the host after 23 minutes, Smith converting. Despite this momentum change, it was the Chiefs who struck next. Norrie crossing the whitewash for Exeter shortly afterwards, and the visitors secured their try bonus point through Iketal. Northmore then scored on his 100th appearance for Harlequins from a well-worked team try. The host nearly added another after Williams charged down a box kick, but was deemed to have knocked on instead of applying downward pressure. Half-time, Harlequins were 10 points behind Exeter Chiefs. The second half started quickly for the host, with Caden Murley adding his name to the scoreboard. With 15 minutes remaining, Benson executed a dummy, sidestepped the defence and offloaded to a fresh-footed Will Porter, who drew the scores level. Harlequins then earned another penalty, and this time Smith opted for the post to take the lead for the first time this game. He kicked through and split the post. With 12 minutes remaining, Exeter saw yellow and were a man down. Smith kicked for the corner, and after a successful line-out, a long pass reached the hands of Will Evans on the far wing for a straight run-in. The Chiefs, however, were now looking for a losing bonus point, but took their eye off the game. Wenger intercepted and added his name to the scoreboard in a historic game that saw Exeter Chiefs scoreless the second half. Quins take a step closer to Champions Cup rugby next season. Exeter's playoff hopes in doubt. Full time at the Allianz Stadium in Twickenham, Harlequins 41, Exeter Chiefs 24. John Brad named Player of the Match.